And these issues come up at our negotiation table. We're going to have one again this month, eh? The 25th of this month, where all government departments get together and their community champions are there, and they talk about issues and how we can address these issues. But we've also talked about in the communities there you can have cultural awareness. I know the police, because I spoke to Trevor Adcock a few years ago, and he was talking about the cultural appreciation program that they have and introducing to the police. But we believe that cultural awareness should be location specific, because not every community is the same. We're all diverse communities. And so we started a process where we give an informal induction, I suppose, or could be formalised to police, and not just for police, but other people who come to work in Woorabinda. So that's something that we're working on at the moment. One of our real issues in Woorabinda is the alcohol management plan. It's a failure, really, because legislation only deals with the carriage of alcohol on restricted areas. I mean, the Bohinia Highway is not part of the restricted area, so you can bring a truckload of grog, sit it outside the boundary, which is only like 3 kilometres away from the township, and then you can shuttle in the limit. So it's, how can you manage that? The police can't stop them from doing it because they're carrying the limit in from just there outside the boundary on the Bohinia Highway.
Yes. Well, you know what I'm saying? There's a review of that underway at the moment. I think Mr. Godbund at the back there is going to have...
So that's a real problem. And a lot of our offending that's happening in the communities are alcohol-related.
Yes.
You know, they're fueled by alcohol and drugs. The drugs are starting to take a bit of a hand in the community now too. But that's mainly with the younger people, like the older ones. They stick to the alcohol. But drugs are getting to be a problem.
Okay. Look, that points up the complexities and the difficulties involved in policing. There are so many issues there that you raised, Elaine, thank you, that, as you kept saying, they're not issues for the police, but they are issues that impact very strongly upon policing, because the police get involved with the outcomes of it when there isn't effective parenting, say, and the teenagers... start rioting, the police then end up in the front line. And I'm very pleased to hear what you said, that the senior members of the community got in and took a positive role. And of other positive things you said there, of the induction that you're looking at bringing into your own community, I think those are very positive things that other communities could look at doing as well, which would be of great assistance to police in their role. Can we go on to some other aspects of this? Inspector Rhodes, you spoke about the difficulty of getting suitable applicants. One of the things that seems to have come up, and in fact I saw it myself to some degree when I went to Arakoon, is the accommodation problems for police, the difficulties you have with the rotation of the more junior officers, where they only go for 6 months from a place like Cairns. Can you address any of those as to how they're seen within the service?
Well, they're probably two of our major challenges, is HR deployment to these places and then accommodation that goes with it. We're probably fortunate we've got some approved funding coming from the federal government to enhance housing on the Cape, and we're also strengthening a lot of the stations like Yarrabah, Kawanyama, Arakoon and Bamiga are all going through to 10 officers with a senior sergeant in charge. So we're in this transition process. It's not going to happen overnight. Each building up there costs us around $500,000 to put in place, plus a lengthy time between 6 and 12 months. So it's a two-year rollout to enhance these places. But one thing we find with our staff is that they want to go and live in good accommodation up there. They don't want to sacrifice the lifestyle they have down here to go and live in something that's substandard. And secondly, with their own... commitment to go up there. Generally, it'll be certainly experienced, but they want to seek a promotion. They want to be well remunerated for what they do up there. That's a big component of it. They don't want to be disadvantaged for internal courses and opportunity. So they're things as a service that we're working on to try and attract and then retain people to go into these communities. It's certainly very topical in the service something that's in a number of forums, committees, part of the EB process that's currently being undertaken.
Mm.
Yeah, so you know, our major challenge is to address those two things that go hand in hand: HR deployment to the Cape with a wide range of applicants and suitable accommodation.
Mm. We'll be getting the details of the EB, the enterprise bargaining outcomes, as they come to hand. I understand that hasn't been finalised fully yet.
That's correct.
Yes.